At the last Mass, my pages were in reverse orders, which is not a good way to give a homily. Unclean. Unclean. Can you imagine what it would be like to be walking down 9th Street or on Broadway or in Brady Commons or in the halls of your school and having to yell that to warn others of your approach? How dehumanizing. How degrading. Now, the leprosy that we hear about in today's readings was not solely what modern medicine calls leprosy or Hansen's disease, a slowly progressing bacterial infection. The good news is that that leprosy is curable using an antibiotic cocktail. The bad news is that scientists still are not sure how it spread. Thus, isolation of those suffering from the disease continues worldwide. In biblical times, leprosy was a terrible disease, highly contagious. It was often fatal. Back then, there was no cure for it. But the term leprosy included a wide variety of other skin diseases and conditions, such as pimples, wrinkles, cold sores, psoriasis, open wounds, rashes, skin blotches and blemishes, or any sort of a disfigurement. To the Hebrews, such conditions were serious, not because of their contagious character, real or imagined, but because they were thought to make the patient spiritually unclean. The law could do nothing other than to exclude lepers from participating in the life of the community. There was nothing wrong with the Levitical mandates that kept all lepers outside the camp. Bacteriologically, the practice made good hygienic sense. Sounds a lot like COVID-19 social distancing and quarantining of today. But being branded as a leper was more than just a diagnosis. It was a family and cultural death sentence. Those infected were forever forbidden to participate in normal social life. Those infected had to relinquish their family ties. Those infected had to abandon all social relationships. Those infected had the human touch exercised from their lives. This enforced isolation required by the law turned a physical disease into a spiritual disease. Today's responsorial psalm reminds us that in biblical times, people often regarded sin as the cause of disease. Disease was thought to be the outward manifestation of one's spiritual health. Thus, lepers were considered sinners, and the community excluded them from their worship. In a theocracy such as Israel, exclusion from the temple was a fate worse than death. In our gospel, Jesus appears on the scene as the healer of lepers, those for whom the law offered little or no hope, finding Jesus, their savior, their key to reentry into the human community. So what's the connection today with the story of curing the leper? Well, today, we still have a full spectrum of our own lepers. They can be the wretched people of the world's slums, people still dying of AIDS, inmates sitting on death row, terrorists throughout the world, drug addicts, even right here in our own town, undocumented aliens in our midst, people who are COVID-19 positive, and yes, sometimes, even us. Us? Surprised? You may be tempted to say, Deacon Frank, you must be mistaken. How could we possibly be lepers? Remember how I began? Unclean, unclean. Not in body, but in heart and mind and soul. Whenever we violate the laws of God, we wound our relationship with him. We become spiritually unclean, spiritual lepers. So what diseases of the heart and soul can put us in that spiritual leper category? Just to name a few: greed, anger, hate, jealousy, cheating, spreading false information about someone else through gossip, not loving others as Jesus asks us to love, focusing only on ourselves and not on others. Now, I'm not here to browbeat anybody. If all the spiritually unclean people in this room had to line up, I would probably be at the head of the line. But take heart, all is not lost. Despite the fact that we may be spiritually unclean from time to time, whenever we are, we have the means to be cured. It's called the sacrament of reconciliation. Look at it as God's cure for all spiritual diseases. And the best news is that it's always available to us right here. No one who ever sought Jesus out was refused his help. Even the untouchables, the outcasts of Jewish society, found help in him. Unlike the people of Jesus' time who fled at the sight of a leper, Jesus touched the leper who approached him and made him whole and clean. Jesus not only grants the man his request, he demonstrates the personal love, compassion, and tenderness of God in his physical touch. Jesus met the man's misery with empathy and kindness. He communicated the love and mercy of God in a sign that spoke much more eloquently than any words. The leper comes to Jesus, begging on his knees. Jesus reaches out and touches him. The leper says, "If you choose, you can make me clean." The man does not ask to be healed medically, but rather to be made clean spiritually and socially. One cannot be made clean without also being cured. Jesus touches us in the same way today, drawing us back into community and enabling us to do the same for others. When we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, we are asking God to cleanse our sins, to heal our spiritual leprosy. All that is required to get to that point is a genuine sorrow for what we've done. As we prayed earlier in the Confiteor, for what we have done or what we have failed to do in our thoughts, in our words, and in our activities. By regularly confessing our sins, we can keep our relationship with God on the right track. This week, I ask you to pray often. Lord Jesus, if you wish, you can make me clean.